it is really easy to write this particular clan off as just being completely out there crazy. I mean, they are a little bit, but it goes so much deeper than that. Today, we're going to talk about the Malkavians. Malkavians are the brood of Malkav, one of the great vampire clans. Every member of this clan is inflicted with the same insanity that their antediluvian had. The Malkavian antediluvian had their just regular name, but because of their insanity, they developed many other interesting names that many people call them. Malkav, Micah, Malcolm the Malky, that one's my personal favorite. Although I challenge you to say that to Malky's face. I wouldn't do that. He is said to be the second oldest antediluvian, twin to Erikel. The Malkavians also consider Zaulat and Set to be brothers to Malkav. Zaulat the dragon, or the warrior as he's also known, was diablerized by the Tremere. The warrior Salubri and the healer Salubri are his descendants or his progeny. They were also nearly taken out after he was diablerized. What's interesting about this, warrior Salubri have been starting to make a reappearance or a resurgence in the Sabbat. Erikel is a progeny of Cain's child Enoch. She is also supposed to be the oldest antediluvian. Erikel goes by another name known as the Sculptor, and she did some of her work in the First City. This particular antediluvian founded the Clan of the Blossom, which is now known today by the Clan of the Rose. Now, sometime in history after the Flood, Malkav was assassinated or murdered by his fellow antediluvians. Most of the Clan of Malkavians believe that he is still undead somewhere. Some of the more extremists in this clan, they will believe that he is essentially part of the clan, and when Gehenna actually comes, he will rebuild himself and devour the entire clan. For now, though, he is largely considered responsible for the Madness Network, or the Cobweb. The Madness Network is an endearing term that is used by most Malkavians to describe the psychic link that they all have together. I think that's particularly interesting, and I'll tell you why a little bit closer to the end. Further to this, not even everyone in the clan understands the nature of this Madness Network. As I mentioned, one of the most popular theories is this network exists because Malkav no longer has physical form and he is a psychic embodiment of the entire clan, and that's why they can have this particular link. For those that think that he is alive, they believe that this is the psychic link for his clan to be the eyes and ears for him in his undeath or his rest, I guess. One of the primary functions of the cobweb is known as the call. This is what a Malkavian will get. It's an inexplicable feeling, a desire, a calling, if you will, to go to a specific place, and this is usually where the clan meetings happen. Before the formation of the Camarilla, this particular method was used for an event called the Great Prank. The Great Prank was a removal of one of the disciplines of the Malkavians and changing it to something else. Dementation was removed from the ability of most of the Malkavian clan. It was then replaced with the domination discipline. In the modern setting for vampire, the Malkavians don't generally gather in large numbers. Usually their callings are much smaller. Their gatherings are much smaller. When these callings happen, it's usually for some sort of prank, which the Malkavians just love to do, ranging from the, like, harmless to the downright sinister or sadistic, which they will usually do on an elder. And other times it's just simply because they want to terrorize a city, because that's fun for them. Members of the Malkavian clan tend to see themselves more as seers, oracles, fortune tellers. They typically are able to perceive a lot of the world at the exact same time, and that's what makes them just a little bit off. As I mentioned, this clan is notorious for being pranksters. They do consider it a noble ambition. A good joke means a lot to a Malkavian. Malkavians have also been around for a very long time. They are one of the original clans. They are an OG vampire clan. Like, we're talking back before Noah's Ark, which is an event that is referred to as the Deluge or the Flood, which most everybody else calls it in modern setting. They were also one of the founding members of the Camarilla, As a matter of fact, most of the OG vampire clans came from the city of Enoch, not to be confused with Cain's first child, Enoch. They are the same name, two different things. Not much is known about the Malkavians when you start to get into that specific area of time. Now, Enoch is also known by another name of the First City. This city is recognized by Nautist scholars as the first city of Cainite mythology, which you can read all about in the Book of Nod. In the modern night setting, dementation has come back for the Malkavian vampires as a discipline, and it's their most common one. They sort of had it for a long time, they got pranked and it wasn't, and now it's back again. Dementation works by drawing on the vampire's insanity, so the more crazy you are, the better it's going to work for you. What it does is it allows the vampire who's using it to experience basically everything. They are able to achieve insight and pick up on the small things that not everybody does and use this to form a bigger picture. They can also use this to make others crazy, so be aware of that. For Malkavians that use this discipline, it allows a better connection to the Madness Network. Dementation is a discipline other vampires can learn, but those vampires, if they are not Malkavian, cannot connect to the Madness Network even if they can use the Dementation discipline. This is where that theory comes that Malkav is just a psychic presence for his clan only. Now, there are some version differences between some of the games that I do need to address a little bit because I will probably hear about it in the comment section below. Mechanically, in Vampire the Dark Ages, the Malkavians had access to Dementation discipline. In early editions of Vampire the Masquerade, it was only available to Malkavian anti-tribute, while Camarilla members had access to Dominate instead. The idea to kind of fix this was that meta plot, the Great Prank, which I've discussed already. The scenario presented in the revised edition, Dementation was returned to all Malkavians. This was an event called the Reawakening. No one really knows why this happened or why this discipline came back, but it is theorized that Malkav basically got a little bit restless in his sleep, and others in the clan have talked a little bit about an infection in the Malkavian, which accounts for their madness. Others talk about a movement from the anti-tribute to spread an infection, which is where that kind of came from. And in 5th edition, Dementation is no longer its own discipline, but wrapped up into a couple abilities in Dominate and Obfuscate. Now, there are several clan variants when it comes to the Malkavians as well. Let's start off with the Anaki. Members of this particular bloodline are said to have kept the ancient temples going. These are the kinds of temples where blood sacrifice and blood rituals were done. You would have blood writing, they would read disgustingness, they would do their divination through the entrails of sacrificed animals. These are the weird ones. The Anaki believed that they could gain insight to the cosmos through a body that had just recently died, basically using death. This bloodline is actually experiencing a bit of a resurgence right now. They also tend to keep trophies of those that they have killed or sacrificed. They like to surround themselves with the visceral workings of the universe to better understand its mysteries. The Malkavians of Ashira, or the Bayat Majnun, they're a little bit more respected. Many of this bloodline were actually held as advisors and bodyguards to some of the Islamic prophets. One of their legends go that Malkav was actually trying to understand legends of the Jinn. The story goes that this actually worked, and the Jinn and Malkav formed a pact on basically the same stone that Abraham tried to sacrifice Isaac on. The deal, however, did not go as planned. The Jinn was going to take Malkav into the spiritual world. The Jinn would allow Malkav to experience and see the physical world, and Malkav would offer up his body so that the Jinn could come out into the physical realm. Now, this deal, as I mentioned, did not go well, and it sent both of them insane. Now, every time someone from the Majnun bloodline creates a new vampire, some of that jinn is transferred into the new vampire, and they go a little bit crazy as well. This also allows them to see into the spiritual realm too, so you get a bit of both worlds. Now, there are still some Dominate Malkavians left. They don't really view themselves as different from the rest of the Malkavian body or the rest of the Malkavian clan, as it were. This particular group of Malkavians, for reasons unknown, never had their discipline change back to Dementation. It stayed as Dominate. They kept the same weaknesses and the same derangements as all of the rest of their kindred, but they don't really have the same flair or the same penchant for that wisdom that comes with seeing everything. When these particular Malkavians create a new vampire, they do still possess the infection. While they may not pass on their Dominate ability, the new vampire can still specialize in the Dementation discipline. There is another bloodline or clan variant called the Malkavian Anti-Tribute. These particular Malkavians are even more crazy than some of the other bloodlines I've already talked about. These Malkavians are members of the Sabbat, and they have particularly brutal and harsh living conditions, which really affects to their mood and mental state. To the Anti-Tribute, insanity is a weapon. Mastery of it can take a very long time, decades, centuries even. But when you're an undead creature who lives forever, time just really isn't that important. The Malkavian Anti-Tribute are particularly good at psychological warfare, abuse, manipulation. They are very good at getting information from people that you would suspect would do very well under pressure. There's even rumors of a group of Anti-Tribute who are using some of the same rituals that the Anaki have used to read blood and entrails. They are trying to bring about the Great Jihad. Now, what are some tribes or other Pharah that I believe the Malkavians could work with? First off, you're going to have the Glasswalkers. This was an interesting choice for me because you're working with a group of werewolves that likes to be in the city. Part of my thinking around this is because of some terminology that's used to describe a lot of the Malkavian and their attachment to this spiritual world and going to see what's out there. The Madness Network being called the Weavery. The Glasswalker tribe, they are city werewolves. They embrace technology. They try to harness the power of the Weaver whenever possible for their fight against the Worm. They embrace technology and any new tech that is developed. They like to understand how it works so they can try to weaponize it for their own purposes. When it was discovered that cities had spirits in them, like spirits that actually controlled the entirety of a city, the first one discovered was in London. The Glasswalkers took to the cities to try to find these spirits so that they could talk to them about the war efforts that they had and try to gain allies in the spirit world. They've also had a bit of a rough past as well. Pardon the pun, because I know we're talking about werewolves. They did some pretty bad experiments on some of their own kind, using augmentation, cybernetic enhancement, for basically unwilling participants. They forced it on members of their tribe. This caused a very big rift within the Garou Nation itself. Another Pharah that I believe the Malkavians would work fairly well with, especially considering their derangements, is the Anunnaki. The Anunnaki are were spiders. If you go into the Anunnaki history, they believe themselves to be children of Queen Ananassa, who was a spiritual creation from the Weaver. Their ultimate goal is to seek balance between the forces of the Triad. Though there were some traitor Anunnaki who separated themselves not only from the tribe, but also from the Queen. These Pharah do actually spin webs, they are very strong, and they can also enter the spiritual realm as well. I think all of these, when combined together, would work very nicely with the vampires and the werewolves and the changing breeds, or the Pharah, the Anunnaki, the were-spiders. It could even be possible that the djinn in question, maybe it's not right, maybe this is just me speculating. If this isn't canon and you wanted to change the canon just a little bit, I would say that Malkav's deal with the djinn was a success, but it may have been one of the traitor Anunnaki who is stuck in the spiritual realm looking to get out, potentially laying a very clever trap for Malkav, which he was able to stop mid-process, but it damaged both of them. At least that's one way that you could look at this. Thank you to all of my patron supporters and the new ones, Jack Reaver, Dave Blenner, and Kyle R. My name's Nathaniel. This has been the Maple Table. Thanks for stopping by, everyone.